Hello, Jorma Vuoksenmaa here in the Vuoksenmaa podcast, this time about the NHL ice hockey and the teams which might be better or worse than the betting market estimations. If we spot the teams which are underbet, we can find good value bets by betting on them. And on the other hand, betting against the overvalued teams should give us long-term profits. As a tool for estimations, I have used ESPC expected goals estimations. I have formed those estimations a bit differently than the most of the goal estimations, expected goals estimations are done. I have namely taken into consideration what has happened before the shot is made and what happened or might have happened after the shot was made or the goaltender has made the save. Traditional X-goal estimations mainly take into consideration only where the shot was taken. I try to take into consideration how many players were blocking the shot, if the goaltender could see the puck, don't know what is in English, if they were kind of masked. The goaltenders, or if the pass was made from behind the goal, or if the goaltender was forced to move, if the pass was made from left to right very fastly, all kind of threats for pass or expected rebounds and all those things I have been able to take into consideration because I watch the 8 to 10 minutes highlights of the games. Of course, in my system, the weakness is that the person who has selected the scoring chances to the highlight program might be biased or might have misunderstood or missed something. In the games where there has been much scoring and much scoring opportunities, of course, they must skip plenty of good scoring chances. And on the other hand, if the match has been very boring, even weaker scoring chances are taken into those highlights wraps. But during the season and by thinking and researching, I have learned quite well how to rate those scoring chances. So I'm pretty confident of my system itself. Of course, when the teams have played only 25 to 30 games, there is lots of randomness and variance, even if there is less randomness and variance in the expected goals compared to the goals or win games won. So we need to be careful and see the forest from the trees, as we say in Finland. But still, I honestly believe that these X-goal estimates give a very good idea of how good or bad the teams are. And when we compare these towards the market valuations, we find good bets. And we have found during the years. So, to the teams to bet and to the teams to lay. I have many reasons to believe that Buffalo Sabres will offer good betting value after there, all in all, Jack Eichel has recovered fully from his injury. When I have watched Buffalo games at the start of the season, I must admit that most of the best scoring chances came from Jack Eichel or the opportunities he had created. In their power plays, there are plenty of chances, which is not good. Normally, I like teams which have achieved big part of their X goals in 5-on-5 play. But Buffalo is so forgotten by the betting market. The betting market values them as about 40% of a match's winning team, and we should be better at the moment. We need to remember that they have had even other injuries at the start of the season. We are youngish, improving team who might have been under a wrong coach. If you have listened to me during the last decades, you know that it's not my style to criticize the coaches afterwards, nor celebrating their sacks. I form my opinion of the coaches mainly depending on if they over or underperform the expected points counted from the money, I mean team salaries and the team market value. So I respect the coaches who achieve more points than their team material is deserving. But that being said, you might remember that I was quite suspicious towards Ralf Krüger already before he started with Sabres 1.5 years ago. And now he's sacked, and I have heard some reports from the very good Finnish NHL journalists that the atmosphere inside the team was not very good, and that is really bad for, or almost murderous for, a young team. And Ristolainen, the good Finnish defender, was out for a while, and he had his coronavirus and things. So there are many reasons to believe that Buffalo Sabres should improve, especially that when I looked for my expected goals notes, I found, for my big surprise, that even in the middle of it might have been 8-game losing run or something, and with winning something like less than 30% of all the games, still, Sabres scored expected goals so much. We were bad in defense, but we created a lot of scoring opportunities. So we should have won our games, believe it or not, by 0.13 goals per game. And their actual margin was over minus one goal on the same losing period. So, okay, Sabres were not good, and they were bad for in defending, but they have been unlucky as well. So I have now spent minutes to make you believe that Sabres are a good bet. I don't care if you bet them or not. I try to be honest, and I know that my money will be on Sabres as soon as Eichel looks to have fully recovered from his injury. Then another surprising team to bet, even surprising team for me, is New York Rangers. I was bearish against them before the season started for many reasons, which are not worth to mention because I probably was wrong with those reasonings. What I know is that when I look for my expected goals numbers, Rangers are plus 0.82 after 26 games. Of course, that can't be true. They have been lucky in the luck measurements, which I mean that even in expected goals, there are lots of possibilities for mistakes and randomness for reasons I described in the start of this podcast. But I was so surprised of Rangers plus 0.82 that I had to check if I had made some, you know, manual mistakes, then counting the scoring chances, or if there I had blundered something with my Excel. And I mean, the process is far from scientific, but it's good. And I couldn't find any mistakes. Rangers has been so good, and it's a really good opportunity to bet if you have a team which has won about 42% of games, which the market thinks is a 47% team, and still we are performing like the good ones, Tampa, Colorado, Las Vegas, which have won their games with only 0.7%. I repeat, Rangers are by far worse team than Toll's best three, but Rangers are much better than the market, and especially in their away games and with the puck line, we are good betting value. I touched now the good teams, so let's say a couple of words again for about them. Tampa Bay, Colorado, and Las Vegas have played something with 0.7 goals plus per game so far. Toronto Maple Leafs 0.52 and Boston Bruins 0.44. These are teams the betting market has liked most this season, and slightly best towards the last games. It's a complicated system, we don't have time for it, but still, the market thinks that Tampa Bay Lightning is about 0.67 team, which means that we should have 67-point win percentage at the end of the season in their division. That is pretty important. Now, at the start of the season, before the playoffs, my power ratings and the public opinion figures are, of course, calculated from games which the teams play against their own division. So they are not directly compatible, possible to compare. Then the playoffs goes to that phase. They start playing against teams from other divisions. But I'll make another podcast that time, and you don't have to worry about that yet. So when I say that Tampa Bay Lightning is 0.58 in my power ratings and 0.67 in the market estimations, that obviously shows that the public bets too much Tampa Bay Lightning, even if they are really top team. I really like Tampa Bay, even without their best player of the fall season. We have material to be the best. Andrei Vasilevsky is my favorite goalie. When I have watched the highlights this season, I have learned a lot. And I have learned how important is the rebound control. I don't have exact numbers, I might be wrong, but the feeling I have after watching all those highlights is that Vasilevsky gives less rebounds and less dangerous rebounds than the other top goalies. It might depend on the Tampa defense. I'm not that good in ice hockey that I could say, but I count that as a clear plus for Tampa compared to the other top teams. Then another thing, I overrate the importance of the defenders, especially if the defenders who are strong, good on defending, good preventing the XG scoring opportunities and shots. That is kind of how I measure defenders. But I measure them as well on the offensive side of the game. And Victor Hedman is very good with the puck. He has the intelligence, I mean the hockey sense. And then, of course, his shot is really dangerous in the power plays, and his rebounds and those touches which the forwards make near the goal to the Hedman shots, they create a lot of XG. So I have Tampa as my Stanley, very narrowed, of course, because the teams are so close to each other, but I think Tampa Bay Lightning is the best before Colorado, Golden Knights. Colorado is actually the best in my goal expectancies, and their attacking play and power play is really beautiful. But on the other hand, Las Vegas Golden Knights, they don't play those off games. I mean, the matches where the team comes in seemingly with kind of sloppy and lazy attitude. In my opinion, Golden Knights has been more professional to the defending their own goal compared to the other top teams, which is good if you bet them as a favorites. At least I don't like betting underdogs against Las Vegas as much as taking occasional shots against the good teams which are not that good. And here I mean especially Boston Bruins. Below the market estimations for Boston already before the season started. And that even more now. The market thinks they are over 60% team. My number is fixed 56, and the fact is that we have won only 0.44% goals per game in my X goals count. So I don't rate Boston as good as those Tampa Bay, Toronto, Las Vegas and Colorado. Carolina Hurricanes is the team which is almost as good as those mentioned once, and they give much better betting value, and even better when my fellow Finn Teuvo Teräväinen has recovered his full efficiency and match fitness after the injury. They had a couple of other important injuries among their forwards, Carolina, and when they had their best lineup at the start of the season, it really looked like a hurricane. So they might offer some value as favorites, and at least I'm very careful not to bet against them, even if I might get seemingly good prices. And I repeat, I don't necessarily get that good prices against Hurricanes because market doesn't necessarily understand how good they are. Then, probably along with Buffalo, the biggest misunderstanding from the betting market, and it is Dallas Stars. Listen this. We have won only less than 40% of their games. They were last season Stanley Cup finalists. They have a really good team. Already Miro Heiskanen, with his puck skills, is really good, better than the market understands. And we talk about the team who has, I repeat, won less than 40% of the games. However, they have won their actual games with 0.2 goals, which is almost exactly how they should have won the games, because they are 0.2 in my expected goals too. And here we can draw the conclusion that those goals have been scored in kind of unnecessary times, and Stars has not achieved as many wins as they should have earned from their scoring. I have thought a lot why they score so little, because they have good strikers and Klingberg and Heiskanen in defense. And it might be, I mean, I'm not an NHL coach, and I don't understand the game that deeply, but for me it looks that Dallas Stars might play too defensively for their material. There must be the reason. I'm not an NHL coach, but I expect them to improve a lot, and because they take public to their home games, at least corona situation might change, but they have taken public to their home games. They have a home advantage, so betting Dallas Stars and betting even overs in their home games or team goals for Dallas Stars might be very a normal bet for me in the next few weeks. Well, then about the teams I bet against, and it's St. Louis Blues. Now I already hear my haters to say that Jorma didn't know that their situation has been better now when Tarasenko is back. Of course I know that, but even that taken into consideration, Blues has been by far worse than the market thinks, and Tarasenko doesn't change the situation enough, I have reasons to believe. Namely, people has backed St. Louis as they were 58% winning team. It might be that they still have a brand by being the Stanley Cup finalist 2 years ago, and that affects the bettors. And in the actual play, we have lost their games approximately by 0.4 goals so far. So depending on how much you, what kind of systems you use for estimating the player effect, regardless of what you use, you can't count 0.4 goals for Tarasenko per game, even if he is one of the best and creates a lot for his fellow line mates as well. So I keep betting against St. Louis. And the other team to oppose is Columbus Blue Jackets. I hate saying that, because I respect a lot Jarmo Kekäläinen as GM or as a person, as a leader. He is some kind of my role model. But something is wrong because the market thinks Blue Jacket is almost exactly a 50% team, but they have lost 0.76 goals per game in my calculations, and that's really kind of alarming. At the start of the season, the good goaltenders kept there in the games, but now even that has slipped a bit. And there might be something happening behind the scenes. I don't know if Tortorella is good or bad. It's I have some conflicting information. But one of my employees had a theory that Tortorella might be kind of coach whose leadership gets very kind of too demanding after a couple of seasons. And that might be the reason that Tortorella, which I once called like a cartoon person, which was obviously too a negative remark, but he's not that bad. But probably he's not that good as he looked for a couple of years. And it might be that he might be the reason why Columbus has looked that bad the fall season. I keep betting against them and I have won decently already. So if I happen to be wrong or if they had been just unlucky so far, well, I don't mind. But I have to tell you what I have seen and what I believe, and that's it. Then, very fastly, some of the other teams inside our half an hour. Sanhokas Hase Sharks have won where expected goals count slightly thinly, and remember they played a lot of away games at the start of the season, even if the home advent it is only, I would guess, 2 or 3% without the public. So Sharks is not that 41% team as the market says. Chicago Blackhawks, we are, I have lost money betting against them. We are better, and they might be even better when Jonathan Toews returns. And they are almost a mid-table team. I have now them 44% in my power rating, and as I said, only expected goals is in zero, and we have won about half of their games without underperforming, I repeat, which I might have believed if I didn't count the goal expectancies. Washington Capitals might be slightly overestimated. I don't like the teams where the difference between the best player and worst player is as high as with Capitals. And we have lost their X goals by 0.4 goals so far this season, even if the market thinks we are 53% winning team. New York Islanders is in slightly higher valuation by the market, but they are actually good, and they are team profile I like. Well coached, well defending, no weak links, very kind of that difference between the best and worst player, which I named with the Washington Capitals, is almost in the other extreme with Islanders. They are very kind of balanced team. Montreal Canadiens has been a catastrophe in my betting after a couple of weeks. I won first, I lost them. I gave Canadiens as an outside chance, challenging the best ones. I don't know what happens now after the new coach, but it remains to be seen. But we are only slightly plus team in X goals, and the market still seems to bet them with the kind of ID expectations, as always, all us self-claimed hockey intellectuals have done. Well, not too much self-irony. With are my best guesses, and I bet according this. And one more thing, remember that home teams have won only 52% of the games, and they have won the X goals about the same margin scaled to X goals, and the actual goals have been something like 3 goals against 2.8. So remember that the home advantage is very little, and you get the best value for these IDs by betting a bit more and more often the away teams and counting the final probability estimates with something like only 2% home advantage. So all the best luck and happiness, and thank you for your time and interest for Voxma podcast.